in one thing. I'm through with him. Well, and you don't even look at yourself. You don't even look at yourself, but you catch me in one thing. Oh, that's no good. Well, let me tell you something. You'll never find a pastor. You will never find one because they're all human. And I'm not saying I got something I'm trying to cover tonight because I don't know that I do. But if I do, in meekness, cover me. Well, I'm not. I'm striving for it. So Paul talked to the Galatian church, and I'm closing with this, as they come. He said, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault. Now, I want you to understand this. Overtaken is something you didn't intend to do. You know, it started out innocent. It ended up terrible. But overtaken means that, you know, it's like when two people are running and one overtakes the other one and begins to lead the other one. They say, and it was in the Bible about two men going to tell David, you know, Cushai and another guy. Anyway, they were going to go tell David about how the war went with Absalom, and one started out and the other one overtook him. Same thing with Peter and John. John overtook Peter in running to the tomb. So what happens is when it overtakes you, it leads you. It leads you rather than you. But initially you thought, well, it'll never catch me. It'll never get me. It's not going to happen to me. It happened to others, but I'm stronger than that. It's not going to happen. And before long, it was right by you. And before long, it was leading you. And you were overtaken in the fault. I wouldn't ask for a show of hands, but I believe we all could say at one time or another, we were overtaken in a fault. So he said, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness. Lord, this changes the whole thing. Considering it thyself. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. So he said, consider thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Lest next time it is you. Treat people like you want them to treat you. And I know, I'm telling you, I want to be treated gentle. I want to be treated with meekness. I want to be treated with long suffering. I want to be treated with the fruit of the Spirit. That's why he said, if any be spiritual, let them do it. If you're not spiritual, stay out of it. A lot of people aren't spiritual, think they're spiritual. But I know they're not because they don't have the fruit of the Spirit. They're not meek. They're not humble. They're not long-suffering. Bear ye one another's burdens. Lord, that's why I told brother, text him. I said, brother, if I could take some of your pain right now, I would do it. Bear ye one another's burdens, so fulfilling the law of Christ. What did he do for you? Everything is right. He took on my burdens. He took on the sin of the world. As you stand this evening, cover me until I recover. I won't be like this forever. It's just a season and a time in my life that I'm struggling, you know. And you go through ages you struggle, and you go through times that you struggle. And it won't always be like this, but if you just cover for me until I recover, then I'll be all right. I'll be all right. The Good Samaritan, what did he do? He came by the man that was half dead. He was naked too. He was stripped, the Bible says. Stripped. What did he do? Covered for him. He covered for him. Get on my donkey. Take my oil. Take my bandages. Take my wine. And I'll walk while you ride. And when we get to the end, take good care of him. Here's a few pence. And if he owes any more, I'll cover for him. When I come back, don't worry how much it costs. You need to call the doctor, call the doctor. Because I'll cover it. When's the last time you covered for somebody like that? Last thing. You know what a buffer is? Yeah, we buff the floors even, right? But you know what the buffer is? The buffer, you go like this, but really it's there's a layer there of wax. That's the buffer. That's the buffer. It's so that you hit the wax before you hit the floor. That cushion you're sitting on is a buffer. So that when it don't hit the wood, it hits the soft cushion. It's a buffer. I'll never forget, Brother Ken Lowry told me this. When I first came here, he didn't know anybody here, so he didn't mean nothing to anybody. But I'd known the Lowrys for a long time. And he told me, he said, Brother Baggett, as long as I'm here, your back will never be to the wall, because me and Toby will be between you and the wall. That's what I'm talking about. A buffer. Something to cushion you because I'm falling. Cushion you when there's trouble in the way. Somebody to pray for me when I'm having struggling. Paul talked about being buffeted, which is just the opposite. It means being struck. He said, the Lord gave me a messenger from Satan. He keeps hammering on me so that lest I would get boasted and I get prideful. He said, he didn't leave any buffer there. But I'm here to tell you, you and I need to be the buffer between your brother and sister and their enemy. Cover for me till I recover. Maybe if you will, right there where you at, if it's appropriate, maybe just lock arms, hold hands, put your arm around the shoulder of someone close to you. You know what? You're not sitting by them for no reason. There's a reason why you're sitting by them. And tell them, if you will, I'm not big on making y'all repeat a bunch of things, but I just ask you to look at somebody and say, cover me until I recover. Sing tonight.